So let me get this straight. We're sending William Shatner into space today, and at the same time, a giant asteroid the size of the Grand Pyramid of Giza comes on a flyby. A coincidence? I think not. I don't know. We'll see, but there are a lot of interesting things happening in the heavens beyond the 90-year-old actor being blasted into space, and that'll be fun. It'll be interesting to see his reaction. Uhura, open a hailing channel. But there is an asteroid, and there's a flock of them headed our way. Let's learn more about it with Mike Narlock, the astrophysicist and head of astronomy at the Cranbrook Institute of Science just down the road here. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
So, we've got Captain Kirk going into space, and his first mission is going to be to tackle this asteroid that's coming our way. How big is big compared to other asteroids that we've seen pass by?
Well, this one's pretty big, but to put it into context, this one's, I think, around 500 feet or so in diameter. The one that took out the dinosaurs, we think, was about 6 miles wide. So this one's not terribly big, but certainly big enough for us to pay attention to.
So they only discovered it last month. Why was that? I would think that with the advanced and very sophisticated stuff we have, that something that large would have been more detectable than just 30 days ago.
Well, these things have peculiar orbits. Because they're so small, the paths they take through the solar system are influenced by the other planets. And the fact is, there's just a lot of these things. We categorize them as near-Earth objects, and there's nearly 30,000 of them so far that we know of. And, you know, sometimes these things go undetected. There's only so much that we could do.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't increase my confidence in our early detection system that it was only a month ago that this this baby was recognized. What qualifies as a near Earth or, you know, a near miss in this case?
Well, we usually categorize things that are near Earth objects for anything that gets within, say, 120 million miles to us. Then we start to track it. These particular objects are going to get far closer to us than that. They're going to get within a couple million miles. And not to cause you to worry, but there is one we think in about 5 years or so, maybe a little bit longer. Actually, I think it's sometime in, 2025, that'll get within 20,000 miles of us. So anything that gets that close, we start to pay attention to. And NASA and the ESA actually have plans to send a test mission up that will try and nudge an actual asteroid to see how well we can impact its trajectory. Because if we can have the ability to move it out of the way and not hit the Earth, that's exactly what we're going to try and do.
Well, and that's a skill that perhaps we should be polishing up. This is just the first of several asteroids that will be paying us a visit here in the next month or so. How big are the others? Any need to worry? And why are we seeing them clustered like this? Is this because of a comet that passed through millions of years ago, or why do we see a grouping like this?
Well, so there's about seven, I think, that are going to be near us or flying by us in November, and those are bigger. Some of them are bigger, over 1,000 feet across. And objects like to group together. It's the gravitational pull of all objects with mass. They tend to cluster together. Could this have been, these objects have been part of a larger object that broke apart long ago? Perhaps. I mean, that might explain why they're so closely clustered together. But it is true, in our solar system, the asteroids tend to be in certain areas. Of course, everyone's probably heard of the asteroid belt. We're in the outer part of our solar system, but there are other asteroid areas in our solar system as well. And the truth of the matter is, our solar system is full of a lot of stuff, and we get hit all the time, to be honest with you. The Earth does. We luckily have a shield called the atmosphere that tends to burn most of it up before it hits the ground. But sometimes these really big objects come by and they hit the ground.
Are there some, I know you've got a wonderful observatory there at Cranbrook. Are there some viewing opportunities here for those of us that have maybe consumer grade telescopes to see these things? I mean, the next one is going to be the largest, I guess, is going to be about 2 million miles away. Will there be enough light on them that we could actually maybe pick them up?
The best answer I can give is give it a shot. These objects are all a bit different. They all reflect light a little bit differently. The biggest thing, though, is not does the optics of your telescope have the ability to pick them up. The biggest question is, can you track them? Because these objects are moving, and they're moving very quickly when they're close to the Earth, so they're going to be moving faster than normal across the sky. But, yes, there are telescopes that can pick them up. We're certainly going to give it a shot to see if we can detect some of these things in the nighttime sky and give people a chance to see them for themselves.
All right. In the meantime, Mike, I will take my hard hat off, which, of course, leaves my tin foil hat on because, you know, I never take that off. But at least the hard hat I can take off for now. Mike Narlock, thanks so much. We enjoy the work, and our kids love the Cranbrook Institute of Science, even in their 20s. So thanks so much.
Oh, excellent. Thank you.